Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Avi Maria Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechel Mechel Zecharno Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Anker Zecharno Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph and we are in Perek Yud Beis. Shmuel HaNavi has now seen the rise of Shaul HaMelech, and he decided to call all the people to Gilgal to go ahead and establish the Melucha over there. Vayomer Shmuel, Kol Yisrael, Hinei Shamati B'Kolchem L'Chol Asher Amartem Li B'Amlich Aleichem Melech. So while he has everything going on there, Shmuel comes ahead and he says, listen, I just want to be clear about something. I did what you asked me, and then I want you to go ahead and realize that you requested the king, and I answered exactly what you wanted to do. I want to make it clear that I'm not refusing your request, because the king was already anointed, and I have a lot to say. And so he says, he says, I want you to know the king is walking in front of you, and I become old. And of course, the Gemara in Tanis points out that he aged prematurely. He only lived 52 years in his lifetime. And so, and he said he appeared to be a lot older. And he says his children, his sons are there to help with matters of halacha as they learn, says the Radak, right? But you can't complain about me. And Vani, hizalachti lifnecha minurai ad hayom hazeh, I've been working for you faithfully. In other words, the custom in those days was the one who was entering office to judge the one who was leaving. Shmuel was therefore turning to Shaul HaMelech to say, listen, do you want to judge me? Go ahead. Hinei anu bi neged Hashem v'neged Mashicho. Go ahead. Bear witness against me in front of Hashem and in front of his Mashiach, that is to say, in front of Shaul HaMelech. Eshor mi lakachti v'chamor mi lakachti. V'esmi ashakti v'esmi ratzosi miyad mi lakachti kofer v'alem anaybo v'ashiv lachem. If I took somebody's ox or donkey, whom did I rob? Who did I oppress? Who did I take ransom? Stay it now, and I'll restore it to you. And of course, as he calls this out, he is trying to bring up a very important idea, such an important idea that it is the subject of today's Nachyomi, a deeper look. Why is Shmuel being so careful over here in front of Shaul and in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in front of the nation? There is a message over here. It is a message of Nimsachim B'Seichel Tov B'Nei Elokim B'Adam, and that is the subject of Nachyomi, a deeper look. Vayomru, so the people said, Lo Ashaktanu, V'lo Ratzosanu, V'lo Lakachta Miyad Ish Me'uma. You didn't take anything from us. You didn't oppress us. You didn't take anything from us. Right, you are totally innocent. Ve'amar lahem eid Hashem b'chem be'ed mishicho hayom hazek kilo mitzasem bi'me'uma. So he says, I want to make sure. Are you going to testify that everything that I said is okay? And ve'yomer eid. The people said that it is a testimony, and they answered all at once, says the Radak. On the other side, Rashi seems to suggest that this was a ruach hakodesh. And others also point out that the Gemara Malkus says it was a bas kol that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testifying. So Bayom Shmuel al Ha'am. So now that Shmuel had secured the fact that the people had nothing to complain about him, he says, look, Hashem asher asas Moshe v'Aaron v'asher hela asavosechem eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem who made Moshe and Aaron to be prepared to have this mission. Now that you know Hashem's kindness, says Mitzudas David, I want you to know, stand up, I'm going to judge you, so that you should understand all the tzidkos Hashem that he did to you and your forefathers. Kasher ba Yaakov Mitzrayim, when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, after many years, there was a Melech Hadash who offered all sorts of new decrees and enslaved them. So your forefathers screamed out to Hashem. Hashem sent Moshe and Aaron. He took your forefathers from Mitzrayim and he brought them to this place. And they forgot Hashem. And so what happened? Hashem sent them in the hands of Sisera and in the hands of Plishtim, the Melech Moab, and they fought with him. And so they called out to and cried out to Hashem. And they said, we sinned. We were over the Avodah Zarah. And now we want you to go ahead and save us, and we'll serve you. Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal. So Hashem sent Gideon. Rashi says Vesbedan. That's Shimshon who came from Dan. And Yiftach. And I say Hashem also sent Yiftach Agiladi. Here Rashi points out that we took the three significant leaders who are supposed to be. These leaders are not so significant in regard to the eminence of Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Why? Because Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. Every generation has the right person in his generation, and that person has to be respected in his generation. Hashem saved you through the Shoftim who didn't rule as kings, says Mitzudos David. Right? And why is Sisera being chosen? And all the others. So some of the Mefarshim explain that the enemies were the most formidable enemies that the people were confronted by, and the Shoftim most insignificant. But the Navi over here points the idea out that Hashem delivered Am Yisrael into the hands of many enemies, and he sent many Shoftim. Some were strong, some were weak. And Shmuel is still listed among these other Shoftim to show his tznius. He doesn't want to compare himself to Moshe and Aaron. Right, and then they saw it. When you saw Nachash came upon you, you said, you said, we need a king, right? And he's going to go and fight our wars. And what you forgot is that Hashem is supposed to serve you. So the Malbim comes along over here and he says that the threat of Nachash b'nei Amon should be a punishment for the rejection of Malchus Shamayim. And even though you should have seen Hashem, you didn't recognize that. He says, now look, here's the king. What happened is irrevocable. You have a king. You chose him after he saved you, right? And you have a responsibility to Hashem. Ve'inei nasan Hashem aleichem melech. Hashem chose a king for you. If everything works and you show you're a Shemayim, then you and the king and everything, it'll all be good. However, but if you don't listen to Hashem, instead you rebel against Hashem, Hashem will be against you and against your fathers. Rashi says the way he was against your forefathers. However, the Gemara says in Yevamos, against you and your forefathers means that it's going to be a visit of disgrace onto your forefathers. In other words, that's the way it goes. Mitzudas David says no, it's against Malkechem and Melech. It's like a father to his people, and that's the way it goes. You should also see the big thing that Hashem is doing for you. Just as my tefillah, I'm able to change the seasons. If a war breaks out, there would be power in my tefillah to protect you. You wouldn't have to ask for a king in my lifetime. Even though it's the wheat harvest and rain would be a terrible omen, I have the power, and I can turn Hashem, and I can make it rain. And you will know, and you'll know that it was unnecessary to ask for a king. So, so Shmuel did this, and he called out to Hashem in tefillah. Hashem brought thunder and rain on that day. So the people were very scared of Hashem and of Shmuel. Now, the Radak comes along and says, look, there were some people who were still not convinced of the evil of requesting a king since Hashem picked Shaul, just like they saw. So Shmuel said, okay, let me come and convince you. That's what's going on over here. So Vayumru kol am el Shmuel, hispalel ba'adavadecha la'Hashem elokecha ba'alnamus. He says, Hashem, to Shmuel, he says, please daven to Hashem that we shouldn't die. Ki asafnu akoch atoseinu ra'al l'sholanu melech, because we made the improper request to ask for a king, right? We're in big trouble about that. We added to all the other averos that we did. Vayomer Shmuel al ha'am al tirou. So Shmuel says, don't worry. Atem asisim es kol ha'ra'a zos, ach al tosur me'acharei Hashem v'avadetem es Hashem b'chol u'vavchem. You did all this. by asking for a king in inappropriately. You can't undo that, says Mitzudas David. But just understand, just don't go away from following Hashem when you're involved with your king. Velo tasuru, and don't be swayed, right, from following Hashem, says the Radak. Right, because then you'll go after things that can't deliver, like Avodah Zarah. Hashem doesn't forsake his people for his name. Hashem swore to make you a people for himself. You should also understand, I will also never cease in davening for you. However, I do have a full intent to bring you in the right path. Right? I have a responsibility to go ahead and do so. Since Hashem told me to do so, I'm going to daven in the proper way. You should show your Shemayim, say, and you'll serve Hashem because you'll see the way that He raised you up. And if you got ahead and pick that up, if you don't do right, instead you choose to do wrong, not only will you, but if the king doesn't give you mussar because of the fact that you're doing the wrong thing, so you and your king will be destroyed. And so you have to understand, my tefillah nor your king will be able to save you, says Mitzudas David. It's all up to you and how you proceed with your new king. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.